security force assistance. That's when the U.S. government, led by the Pentagon and the State Department, helps other countries develop their security forces, and this could be their military forces and their police forces, to assist them to provide security in their countries and in ways that align with U.S. National security objectives.
And, of course, been a big issue in Afghanistan, in Iraq. What's been the challenge here? Why does this need to be on the Pentagon's New Year's resolution list?
This is going to be a... This matter of security force assistance is going to be a major tool for the U.S. government to more efficiently and cheaply achieve the nation's national security objectives in the future. The past 10 years have been very painful, costly, both in blood and treasure, with these counterinsurgency efforts in Afghanistan and Iraq. And, future administrations are going to want to find a new way of handling these sort of irregular wars and insurgencies and so forth. And the first thing that they're going to look for is seeing if we can get local indigenous forces to be the first responders for providing security and, as a tool for U.S. foreign policy and U.S. national security policy.
Number two on your list is redesign the U.S. defense strategy in the Indo-Pacific region. Explain why this is important.
The current strategy that the U.S. Has with forward deployed forces come from large bases that we have in the region was something that goes back to the Cold War era. Now the growth of Chinese military power is rapidly advancing, and the Chinese military strategy is designed to exploit vulnerabilities that exist in the legacy U.S. system, security system out there. And so the U.S. is going to need to adapt to that threat and change the way it does things.
And your number one topic is make an honest appraisal of the American relationship with Pakistan. My goodness, that's one of these easier said than done, isn't it?
That's right. Recent national intelligence estimate that came out in November, December, still classified, but it was talked about in the press, apprised the Obama administration officials that they're going to have a very difficult time achieving U.S. objectives in Afghanistan and Pakistan while these Taliban sanctuaries continue to exist on Pakistani territory. Both the Bush administration and the Obama administration have been working for years to try to get the Pakistani government to cooperate on doing something about these sanctuaries. But in spite of all these years and years of effort, countless trips, trying to establish relationships with the Pakistani military, it's just becoming more and more clear the U.S. objectives for Afghanistan and Pakistan's objectives for Afghanistan do not match. We have clashing interests for what the end game in Afghanistan should be, and I think it's time for our strategy to take that difference into account.
I keep hearing this almost drum roll of people saying we have to get out, and yet there don't seem to be many good options right now.
The key questions for the Obama administration are, they discussed this at length in their 2009 strategy review, is what level of effort the U.S. should put in the area, in the campaign, and should that level of effort match the level of U.S. national security interests in the region? So I think that issue is still unsettled and still in dispute, still up for debate, and that debate's going to go on.
One of the things that did not make your list was the Pentagon's ongoing efforts to $100 million, the Pentagon cutting its budget, trying to become more trim, more lean. Did that not make your list because it ends up being more show than reality, or why didn't you put something like that on there?
There's great budget pressure, great pressure to reduce federal spending across the board, as we know, and the Pentagon's going to be asked to do its part in that regard. Secretary Gates has tried to get ahead of the game on this by calling for cuts in overhead and efficiency and contracting and so forth, try to get ahead of further demands that will be made on procurement programs and so forth.
Better, faster, cheaper coming to the Pentagon as well.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think, the bigger issue here is if the budget cutting pressure becomes too great, then it's going to force the United States government to really have to assess its grand strategy and set priorities. What are the absolute most important things that our national security calls for, and then, start putting down a rank order and then funding accordingly.